Charles Stevenson here, Amherst, Massachusetts. If the Canadians are so committed to this tar sands gunk, why don't they refine it in Canada and save all that money instead of tearing up the United States to build their pipeline? Why don't they refine the stuff in Canada? We don't want it in the United States. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Susan Elias from Red Hook, New York. I was listening to a report by Jeff Brady, which concerned the Keystone Pipeline. Brady said in one short sentence that the environmentalists were opposed because of possible damage. Then he went on to report at length various pros for the pipeline, including its safety. Then Mitch McConnell came on to say it would create 42,000 jobs, neglecting to add that almost all would be temporary, only about 35 permanent. So there was no mention of the highly damaging effects of extracting oil from sand and the dangers of leaks from the pipeline and explosions of railroad cars, which have increased. It would have been great to hear from an environmentalist about these issues.
Clay Wilson in Columbia County. And I guess you could say that I'm as conservative about language matters as Herb London is about everything else. And I just heard something on the BBC. It was the use of the word immolate to describe what happened to the Jordanian flyer. I know that the word is being used that way to describe someone who is burned. I guess it's a result of all of the self-immolations that took place during the Vietnam War by the Buddhist monks in Saigon. But it's not really what it means. And you know, language is such that the more people use a word, the more it's accepted. But I think you got to draw the line here. It's not about burning people. It's about sacrifice or destruction.
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm from Livingston Manor. I'm speaking about Rich Honan, who was being interviewed by Joe Donahue. He was talking about the industry of poverty. No mention was made of any kind of higher wages. He did say most people in poverty are working, and why shouldn't they get paid more? Because I don't feel that the corporations pay enough, and if people have to have two jobs and they're still in poverty, or, you know, people in the family have to work, and everybody has to work, that's not the solution, and nothing was said about wages. And he was also talking something about taxes. The corporations do not pay high enough taxes. In fact, it's now come out a big scandal that corporations have been hiding money in HSBC in Switzerland, and they should be bringing that money back to be taxed. Everybody else has to pay taxes. Why not them? Why do they have to get away with everything and have impunity?
Hi, this is Jeff Grime. I was just listening to Alan and Rosemary talk about black-on-black crime on Friday morning, and I just suggest that they both read the book Ghetto Side, a book about crime in Watts in L.A., and then have the conversation again. I think that a perspective that's in the book is missing from the discussion this morning, and or might just inform the discussion.